Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we thank you for taking the time to join us at this time. We are in our regular scheduled second week. We're with Pastor Rose Cook out of Atlanta. But before we do that, we'd like to ask you if you would Please make sure that you mute your mics or whatever device that you're using, because we can hear everything in the background. Seems like I keep saying this all the time, but we have new listeners that come on, and sometimes they don't know that you can hear the background from their device. So we like to always keep repeating that. Okay, and also we'd like to let you know that we have a archive, and the archive, if you want to listen to this message tonight and share it with a friend or someone that's in need, especially during these times, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, then you type in We Can Begin Again, and you pull up any of these archives. We are happy to know that you are doing well, or we pray that everyone in your family is doing well and that you're taking all precautions to make sure that you are safeguarding not only yourself but those that you come in contact with by washing your hands and making sure that you wear a mask. That is extremely important in these times. Amen. We have on our prayer list that people on our prayer list, and the names that we keep on our prayer list that have asked for prayers: Pastor Nixon, Pastor Robinson. We have Corey from out of North Carolina, Janetta and Tina Hobbs from out of Maryland, Yolanda Clay from out of South Carolina, Bill Spratlin from out of Cleveland, Amber Ben Haley, South Carolina, Bradley from Texas, Mother Gloria. She has asked for prayer, making sure that she is taking time to rest throughout her ministry. She's constantly praying for others. So we always like to make sure that we keep her on our list, that she would take time to rest. Oftentimes we get busy so many times and we forget about taking rest. Amen. So we like to make sure that we keep her on our list at this time. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you for who you are. And we have other names. Right? And I that is my error on that time. The names that you have?
For Richard M., Kita T., Elise K., Ricky G., Cleo, Sherry S., Deborah H., Lisa D., for Christian M. and Linda T., Marnita R., Patsy C., and Matthew S., or Doris H.
Amen, amen. Being that you did that, I'm going to, you know, you can keep, would you, or just, you know, send a prayer?
Sure. Father God, we just praise your name and thank you, dear Lord, for, first of all, for the opportunity to come together, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we even have the privilege, Father God, of praying and interceding for one another, Father God, praying for our health concerns, Father God, for financial concerns, Father God, for relational concerns, Father God, for salvation, dear Lord. Spiritual concerns, Father. We pray, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that these people have entrusted us, Father God, to share their names with other prayer warriors, Father God, online.
Yes.
And trust us, Father God, to lift them up. We thank you, Father God, that for this ministry, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have sustained this ministry, Father God, and that you're guiding us in the way that we should go, dear Lord. So we lift up these folks under our ministry, under the name of Jesus, Father God, through our ministry, dear Lord. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. That those that need healing, Father God, that they are healed, Father God, that their bodies align with Christ, Father God, that they are comforted, Father God, and reassured of who they are, Father God, that they are loved, Father God, and that they're cared for, dear Lord. And those, Father God, that we pray for, dear Lord, that are praying for assistance and guidance, Father God, spiritually, Father God, and financially, dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, that you would just bless them as well. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would speak to them, Father
yes.
God, and that they would be guided, that they would have a spirit of discernment, Father God, be guided by the Holy Spirit in their decision-making, Father God, and that, Father God, that you would even put people in their lives, Father God, that would bless them and guide them and mentor them and teach them in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And Father God, for our people that are unsaved, Father God, or fallen, Father God, that are on our list, Father God. We pray, Lord, for their salvation. We thank you, Lord, that the good seed has been planted on fertile ground with these folks, Father God, and that things will continue to pour into their lives, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will guide people into their lives, Father God. And we know, Father God, that all of us aren't there for the harvest, dear Lord, but our job, Lord, is to spread the good news, Father God, like seedlings,
yes.
Father God, that it may take root, Father God. And we thank you and rejoice in the harvest with all those who plant seeds. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We do thank you for that prayer. That was my lovely wife. We do thank her for that prayer. And we are just, you know, once someone puts, asks for prayer, we just, you know, keep you on our list. You know, we're going to be like Jacob. You know, we said, I'm not letting go until you bless me. So we keep asking that God would bless whatever needs that those who ask for prayer, that they would receive that. Amen. I do believe in prayer, and I do believe that prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're going to move over to Atlanta, Georgia, and the next voice you hear will be Pastor Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome.
Amen.
Well, thank the Lord. Yes. Once again, I always say every time I come on the line, I thank you, Dr. Clay, for allowing me to have this time and this platform to the word that God has given unto us. And also, Dr. Suzanne, I thank you for this opportunity to spread the word and spread the gospel to the people and to the nations. Amen. Because I'm looking to spread this gospel to the nations, to the world. Amen. As we get on this line, this New Beginnings line, I'm speaking to the nations. That's what I believe, hallelujah,
yes.
That this word is going forth to the nations. And so I thank the Lord for this opportunity and this time. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Yes. Well, I'm not going to be long, but I'm just going to give you a word that the Lord has given unto me. Amen. And I just hope it be a blessing unto you, because it was a blessing unto me as I was writing. The Holy Ghost was speaking, hallelujah, and I was getting excited about what I was reading, hallelujah, and writing. Amen. So if you go to the book of Mark, the fifth chapter, it's a familiar passage of scripture. Mark, the fifth chapter, verses 25 to, I'm going to go to 31. Amen. This is Bible study, and you love your Bibles, amen? Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go to verse 25 to 31. Amen. Mark the fifth chapter, I say it again, Mark the fifth chapter, verses 25 to 31. Amen. And it reads as follows, and a certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came in up behind him in the press of the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing him in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press of the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and says, thou who touched me. And he looked around about to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And the word of God is blessed. My topic this evening is take a risk. Amen. Take a risk. Amen. Ah, glory to God. As people, we are I believe, are risk takers for many reasons. We risk our lives to save others. Like our frontline workers are in this COVID-19, the doctors and the nurses and the delivery people and the grocery workers, they take a risk, amen, to save the lives of the people, amen. And we also take risks for pleasure. We take risks for different reasons to please ourselves. And so, I believe that we do take these risks because we look for answers or results. I find in taking risks, you have to be bold in your actions. You don't care what people say. It's just all about you. It's like it's a selfish move. Glory to God. There's nothing holding you back. You just do it as a risk taker. And so as we looked at this particular text, we find this woman was from Sisera, Philippi, that had a condition for 12 years. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. Listen, I could imagine her discomfort, her pain, her scaredness, hallelujah, her weakness, hallelujah, and wondering when would it stop. Glory to God. I can imagine this question running through her mind, asking, God, why me? This is our favorite line. This is what we say all the time. When we're going through, come on, somebody, we ask the first question we ask, God, why am I going through this? And this is the question I believe that was running through her mind. God, why? What did I do wrong to have this issue for 12 long years? The Bible says that she suffered and went to many doctors and even to the rabbi to get healed. But the Bible says she got worse. The Bible says that she paid out a lot of money to be healed. I realized when I looked at that text, I realized that money can heal you. I don't care if you rich, you wealthy, you live in a big home, hallelujah. Your zip code it says wealthy, and you in a condition, money cannot heal you. Hallelujah. In this process, she struck poverty because she gave all of her money she had to get rid of this condition. Listen, this woman was willing to do anything to get rid of this issue. Hallelujah. I also realized as she was going through this, poverty also caught her. The reason why she was in poverty was because she followed the wrong direction. Hallelujah. I realize sometimes when you follow the wrong path, you follow the wrong people, you can lose a lot of things. If you follow a lot of people, their direction that is not of God, you can lose a lot. You can lose your soul. You can lose your peace. You can lose your joy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Following the wrong crowd and following the wrong advice, because she followed the wrong advice. And so since she followed the wrong advice, using her money, she lost everything. Hallelujah. Listen, she took extreme measure to try to get rid of the situation. Oh, and I can say this again. Imagine how she felt. Hallelujah. She's bleeding out, y'all. Hallelujah. Some women know. I'm keeping real. We know. Hallelujah. When you're going through, if I can say, when you're going through your cycle, hallelujah, and it's just going, and you in pain, your stomach is bloated, hallelujah. You can't do anything. All you want to do is just lay down. Hallelujah. It seems like you're stuck for that moment, for those couple of days. You're stuck, and you can't do nothing about it. And but this woman was stuck for 12 years, so she went to extreme measures to get rid of this. Hallelujah. And so when she heard that Jesus was in the area, oh, come on, somebody. Let me say that again. When she heard that Jesus was in the area and she heard about Jesus, because at this time, his name was out. If I could to be real. He was on Twitter. He was on Instagram. He was on Facebook. His name has been exposed. Oh, come on, somebody. The report of him was so great that he was a healer, that he was a deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he can set you free, whatever that you're in. If you have some demons on you, he was able to cast them out. Hallelujah. So he was well known to this particular, to the world. Hallelujah. And so she, what she did was she took a risk. Oh, come on, somebody. She risked the money with the physician and the rabbi. She said, let me take a risk with Jesus. Let me say it like this. St. Matthew said it like this. St. Matthew said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall make whole. Hallelujah. And that let me know that was a thought process. She had a plan, y'all. Hallelujah. If she could just touch the hem of his garment, she will maybe whole. She may be complete. Hallelujah. Listen, let me give you a history moment. Hallelujah. If you read the book, if you read the Leviticus lore, this woman will be considered unclean. Anything that she touched, hallelujah, became unclean. In other words, she was set apart. Hallelujah. She was secluded. Oh, come on, somebody. Nobody could be near her because she was unclean. Hallelujah. So imagine living for 12 years being labeled unclean. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Over your life.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. She was like a person that had a disease. Come on, somebody. You know, she was unfit for society. She was unfit for company. Hallelujah. So she was considered, you know, put in her own little box that she couldn't be touched because she was dirty.
Or can I
say it like this? She was like nasty to them. Hallelujah. And so she was labeled unclean. This condition limited her activity and relationship. Hallelujah. She couldn't react and she couldn't interact with people because of this. She was limited of doing things. The Bible says, hallelujah, she was bent over. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So whenever you get this menstrual period, you sometimes tend to bend over. Hallelujah. You can't move. You can't go nowhere because you're in so much pain. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the drainness. Hallelujah. And the weakness that she dealt with, she couldn't do anything. So, and once again, her activities and her relationship was limited. Glory to God. But I like this part, what she did. She took the risk and started crawling through the crowd in the streets to touch Jesus. Oh, she was going through every extreme measure to get to Jesus. If it is I have to crawl to Jesus to get him, I'm doing it. Thank you, Jesus. She said, regardless of the lore, the people, and the condition occurring in her body, screaming, unclean, unclean. No matter what her body was saying, she's like, I'm going to get to Jesus because I need his healing. And some of you are in this place today that you said, no matter what, I'm going to get to Jesus because I need to be healed. I need to be delivered. I need his touch tonight. Hallelujah. No matter how you feel tonight. Hallelujah. I need a touch from the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes. Hallelujah. Your lifestyle may be reckless. I'm still running to Jesus and say, Jesus, save me today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to take a risk. Hallelujah. She took the risk. Oh, come on, somebody. She took the risk of so that she was crawling on the ground. And I could imagine, hallelujah, that she could have been trampled over. Hallelujah. She could have been stepped over and run over. Because, mind you, it was such a crowd of people in the street trying to get to Jesus. And this little old lady on the ground crawling to get to Jesus. She took the risk, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. She took
she needed something from God. And some of you need to take a risk on God because you need something from God. Hallelujah. You tried alcohol. You tried drugs. You tried other things. Try Jesus. Hallelujah. Take a risk.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Trust Jesus in this Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Trust him. Hallelujah. When you can't even trace him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. So she took a risk. My God, my God. Her bleeding coming out. She was bleeding. So now she's bleeding out, and she's saying, I'm coming. I'm coming, Jesus. Hallelujah. As she's bleeding out, she says, I'm coming, Jesus. And some of you are bleeding with some conditions that you need God to come for you. Hallelujah. You need God to come. Hallelujah. And touch that situation. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Take a rest, y'all. This is what the Bible says. As she went to Jesus, she touched Jesus with her fingertip of his robe. And immediately, the flow stopped. Hallelujah. I want to say this right here. Just one touch can make a difference in your life. Just one touch can change your whole life around. Just one touch can heal your body tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to God. Hallelujah. One touch can make a difference in your life. And some of you need one touch. Hallelujah. Some of you are saying, God, give me one touch. One touch. Hallelujah. My mind will be changed. One touch. My joy could come back. One touch. My peace could come back. Hallelujah. One touch. My strength could come back. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. All you need is one touch from the Lord, and he will change everything that you're going through. Some of you might be going through some dark places right now, but you need one touch from God. Hallelujah. He'll turn that dark thing into a marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, I'm getting excited about what Jesus is doing for this lady. Hallelujah. She took the risk. Hallelujah. No matter what. No matter what it looks like. She took the risk. Hallelujah. To touch Jesus. Even though she wasn't supposed to be there, because mind you, as I told you before, she's supposed to have been hidden somewhere. Hallelujah. But she came out of a hidden place, hallelujah, to get touched by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible goes on to say that the condition, this is what I said, hallelujah, and this is what the Holy Ghost gave me as well. The condition realized who Jesus was. And so since the condition had to realize who Jesus was, it bowed down and got healed.
That's good.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. The condition realized who Jesus was, it bowed down and got healed. Hallelujah. So sometimes you got to speak, hallelujah, to that condition and tell that condition to be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to confess, hallelujah, to that condition that my God can heal you. Hallelujah. This condition that I'm dealing with, my God will heal, hallelujah, you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen, the condition's got to bow down to God. Every sickness got to bow down to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when she realized that she was healed, the foundation of her blood was dried up. Hallelujah. She was healed of this disorder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I come to let you know, hallelujah, it was her faith that reached out. Hallelujah. It was her faith that pressed through.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come
her
on.
Faith received. Hallelujah. And that's why she was healed. The bottom line to what I'm saying today, hallelujah, she did all that in faith. Listen, she didn't sit down with the condition, because sometimes when we go through something, y'all, we just sit.
Yeah.
We just sit and complain about it. Woe is me. But this lady did something about her condition. Hallelujah. She went to the master. She went to the physician, the great
Come
physician.
On, dear.
Hallelujah. That can heal and deliver. But sometimes we sit around and we model in the situation, and we sit in it and say, God, why me? And what happened? No, you got to get up from this and begin to go pray and begin to exercise your faith, begin to declare your faith, begin to tell that situation who your God is. Hallelujah. That's when I look at coronavirus. I tell coronavirus, who is my God? Hallelujah. You're not my God. Hallelujah. I tell coronavirus that you are not in control. My God is in control. And my God is the healer. And he will destroy you. He will dismantle you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He will dismantle you in the name of Jesus. We got to confess that, y'all. We cannot sit on our conditions. We cannot sit on our situations and just let it go. No. He gave us power. He gave us authority to speak over the situation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, faith. Ah, core healing tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus felt the virtue leave him. Hallelujah. And he began to say, who touched me? I like this part. I want to let you know that let's not get twisted in not knowing that Jesus did not know who touched him. He knew.
That's right.
This statement
that's right.
was for people
oh,
who
good.
Were
that's
around
right.
him for their sake.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The manifestation
Amen.
Of the glory and for the glory of God had to be revealed because in the crowd, there were some unbelievers in the crowd. In the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There were
Amen.
Some doubters in the crowd. There were some haters in the crowd. And there were spectators
Amen.
In the crowd. Hallelujah. So he had to
Amen.
Say that. So the manifestation of the manifestation of glory and God's glory be revealed in the people. Listen, people around you, they're not for you. Hallelujah. Let me say that again.
Yes.
People around you
yes.
are not for you sometimes. You have haters
okay.
around you. You have doubters around you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you. People don't want to see you healed. People don't want to see you delivered. Hallelujah. So you got to realize, hallelujah, glory
Spirit
to God, that
Spirit.
Everybody ain't for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Know that today. Hallelujah. And so
yeah.
this is why the manifestation of this had to take place before people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can imagine a multitude of people. There was mixed a multitude of people in the area. Hallelujah. Trying to figure out who this man is. Hallelujah. You know how people are. People trying to investigate, trying to look you over.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See what he can do. Hallelujah. That was in the crowd. Hallelujah. And so this manifestation of God's glory, hallelujah, had to be revealed upon the people. Yeah, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so Jesus asked again in the 32 and the 33rd verse, who touched me? And she was nowhere to be found right at that point. She didn't shout when she got touched. She didn't shout hallelujah. She didn't leap for joy. She was hidden because she was stunned. Ah, hallelujah. Let me explain that to you. Hallelujah. She realized that I am clean now. Hallelujah. Imagine you, like we said earlier, 12 years of this disease, and then you get healed, and you get like, it's like you're stunned like, oh, my God, it happened. You know, you get to that point, hallelujah, when God blesses you, and you begin to say, oh, my God, God, you did it. You get into that stunned state sometimes, and you were like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. But this lady was in a stunned state, like, oh, my God, this is for real. I'm clean, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. She realized that she has no longer have to deal with this issue anymore longer. She's free, hallelujah. And some of you are in some situations today that you need to get free from, hallelujah. So you need to ask God to touch you, to free you from situations that you've been dealing with for 12 years, hallelujah. And so she was free from this. Glory to God. She realized that I'm actually No more. I don't have to deal. Hallelujah. Changing my clothes 50 million times. Hallelujah. I don't have to see the blood going through my body any more longer. The stain. Hallelujah. The smell. Hallelujah. I don't have to go through the smell. I don't have to go through people looking at me crazy because they see I'm going through the situation. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you're going through situations and people find out that you're going through, they look at you crazy.
You better say
it. They look at your They say things about you. They will say something about her behind her back. Oh, look at her. She's been dealing for 12 years. What she did wrong? Hallelujah. She's been bleeding for all this time. What she do wrong? Why not punishing her?
Right.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you,
right.
It's true, y'all. People say that. Hallelujah.
Right.
They say all these things. But she was relieved of that. There's no more of that because God had healed her for 12 years. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And so when she realized that she was no longer unclean, she comes out with fear and tremble and begin to worship at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. I like this part. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
After God delivered her and healed her, she worshiped him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
She instantly poured out. Hallelujah. She poured out how she felt. She poured out on what she went through. And when you worship God, you're pouring out to God. You're telling him from your heart. Huh? Glory to God. You're telling him how much you love him. You're telling him how much you appreciate him. You're telling him all, hallelujah, all how you feel about him. When I worship God, hallelujah, I just begin to love on him. Hallelujah. I tell him he's the love of my life. Come on, somebody. I tell him he's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Happened.
Hallelujah.
Right.
When
come
I
on.
Worship
come
him, hallelujah. I give him my heart.
Right.
Hallelujah. I put me back. Hallelujah. I push my agenda back, and I push his agenda. Hallelujah. I surrender my will to him. Hallelujah. And that's what she did. She surrendered her will to him. Hallelujah. And she began to tell him all that would happen to her. Hallelujah. And all that she went through for the 12 years of her wrench sorrowful. Hallelujah. She gave details. Hallelujah. When you worship God, you give God details.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you worship, let me say
Amen.
That again. When you worship God, you give him detail.
Amen.
I give him detail because I tell him, I love you, Lord. You're the best thing ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You're the love of my life. That's detail. Hallelujah. If it had not been you on my side, where would I be? That's detail, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when you worship God, you're giving God detail. Hallelujah. You're giving him of your heart. Hallelujah. There's no hidden agenda. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worshiping him. You're giving, that's true worship, though. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people don't give true worship. They just worship because they see everybody else. Hallelujah.
That's
and they
right.
look at everybody else. But when you give true worship, you're giving true detail. Hallelujah. About how you feel about your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She began to pour out her spirit to God. Hallelujah. And began to tell him how she felt about him. And I can imagine how she was telling Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You saved my life. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
True worship. Oh, my God. Pure worship. Hallelujah. Not tainted. Hallelujah. Because God is looking for pure worship today. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He's looking to hear from your heart. He's looking to hear from your heart and really hear what you have to say about him. Hallelujah. Because, listen, he's an awesome God, y'all. Hallelujah. He allowed his son to die for us, his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He took it. Hallelujah. He took our sins. That's enough to worship him. That he gave us more life and more abundantly. We have life because of Jesus. Hallelujah. So why not worship him? Why not bow down to him? Hallelujah. Why not leverage him today? Oh, come on, somebody, for what he's done for us. Hallelujah. And even when she began to tell her details of what happened to her for 12 years, she gave a testimony, which was a public testimony. It was no longer hidden. Hallelujah. When you worship God, you're giving a public testimony. Hallelujah. With no hidden agenda. You don't care anybody hears it or not. Hallelujah. You just come worshiping God because you love Him. You don't care what anybody says. You're worshiping Him. Hallelujah. It's no more hidden in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The shame is gone. Hallelujah. When you worship God. When I worship God, hallelujah, it's a public worship, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm saying, here, God, here I am in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The shame is gone, hallelujah. Oh, God, the veil is off, hallelujah. The mask is off when you go into God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You take that mask off when you go into God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then the word says that God tells us to go in peace, and you are made whole, hallelujah. She's made whole. She's made complete. Why? Because of faith. Hallelujah. She worshiped God. Hallelujah. Because she was made whole. Because she trusted God. She was made whole because she took a risk, y'all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I say this to say all this. Take a risk because God is with you. When you take a risk with God, He will show up. Hallelujah. He will come through when you take a risk with Him. Hallelujah. You may not come, it may not come through if you take a risk with somebody else, but if you take a risk with God, hallelujah, and bring your faith, hallelujah, God will bring you through everything that you're going through. Don't worry, hallelujah. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about your naysayers. Hallelujah. Do it. Hallelujah. Take the risk. But sometimes your haters will say, why are you doing that? That don't make sense. Hallelujah. But you don't worry about them haters. You go ahead in Jesus' name. You do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. And trust God in it on today. Hallelujah. Take the risk, y'all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Listen, this woman that had nothing to lose. Hallelujah. She had nothing to lose. Hallelujah. She didn't have nothing to lose by going to God. Hallelujah. She had everything to gain. Hallelujah. And what she gained was made whole. She gained was healing. Hallelujah. She gained, hallelujah. She gained. Oh, my God. Loving on her. And doing what He does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you got to take that risk today. Hallelujah. And follow God. And watch God do it for you. Hallelujah. She took the risk. Hallelujah. In the crowd, y'all. Hallelujah. People everywhere. I can imagine. In the streets. Now, this wasn't in the church. This was in the streets. Everywhere. Everybody in the streets. And she was crawling to get to Jesus. Oh, my God. That was a tenacity that she had in her. She was persistent. Hallelujah. And that tells me about women. Women, we are persistent. Whatever we want to do, we're going to do it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it happen. Hallelujah. And this woman made it happen for herself. She took the risk. Crawling through there. Hallelujah. In the dirt. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me just minister right here. She was crawling through the dirt. Hallelujah. The ground, nastiness. Hallelujah. While she was bleeding out, y'all. Hallelujah. Because she was still bleeding. Hallelujah. And she was just crawling through the mess. Hallelujah. To get to Jesus. Hallelujah. She was crawling through the things. Hallelujah. To get to Jesus because she needed something from God. Hallelujah. And I say today, some of you may be in some mess, in some poop. Hallelujah. And you need to get to Jesus. You better get to Jesus.
Say it.
So that you could be healed and delivered and set free and get that thing off of you. Because she wanted this thing off of her. Because it was consuming her life. It kept her just to be still. Hallelujah. She couldn't move around. She was disabled, y'all. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. But she needed to take this thing off of her because it was making her disabled. Hallelujah. But she said, no matter what, with my disabled and with my disabilities, I'm going to get to Jesus. Because guess what?
Yeah.
He's going to heal me of my disabilities. Hallelujah. So take the risk off. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you give God a hand praise? Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you are in your house, give God a praise. Hallelujah. And take the risk off. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Elder Clay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Pastor Rose.
Yes.
Pastor Rose Cook.
Thank you, God.
Hello.
Yes, go, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Good in my
I know
spirit.
You're ready, Pastor.
Oh, Jesus. God. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Woo, Jesus. Listen, what a word for me,
man.
Now, I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm not trying to be greedy to take anything away from anybody else, but I'm talking about what a word for me. I take a risk. Take a risk. And the reason Pastor Cook is speaking to me so much is because where I am right now, I'm taking a risk. And it's not a risk for me, and it's not a risk for anybody else, my wife or anybody else. I'm taking a risk for God. And you have really,
Amen.
Really spoken to my heart tonight. And I love this. I love this because, you know, a lot of times we take credit for things that we haven't done. A lot of times we take a whole lot of credit. And I'm going somewhere with this now. Jesus didn't even have to touch that woman with the issue of blood. I don't know who she is. I don't know what her name is. I don't know what she looked like. All I know is she had one thing going for her. One thing. And that is a five-letter word called faith.
Amen.
She had faith. And as I was saying, too many times we take the credit for doing something that we haven't done or something we will not do. But listen, Jesus didn't even take credit. He just spoke to her. I'm reading the New Living Translation, and he spoke to her. He said, go in peace. Watch these last few words, last four words. Your suffering is over. What a word. What a word.
Anyway,
thank you, Pastor Cook, for speaking to me. I thank God for allowing me to be on here tonight to be with brothers and sisters in Christ. But I cannot say it enough, and I'm fixing to get off so somebody else can speak. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit to speak through your heart tonight and give me what I need. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How's everybody doing tonight? This is Miles.
Amen.
Sis Priest, you hit it on the head again.
Thank you.
See, you're going to have to cut that out. You hit the nail on the head again. And while you were speaking, when I got the text about what your theme was, take a risk, and then you read the scripture, two things stood out to me, which is in verse 26. And in verse 28, she had a plan. You can't take a risk unless you got a plan to take one. And her first one was she went to the doctor. That was plan one, which is her first plan. I don't think she ever planned to have a plan two, unless plan one worked. But she took a risk on that. And then she came back again when that didn't work because she went to a doctor, and doctors don't know everything. Doctors only got a license to practice medicine because if they knew everything, no one would die. But then she went to that verse 28, which is her second plan, and she went on and took that risk. Now, y'all know it don't take much to get me started, so I'm going to be quiet. But you did it again. God used you. You spoke to me. God bless you, and thank you for the word.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Wow. What a word.
All the mics are open.
I had to come downstairs. I'm upstairs in my house. I'm getting ready to go crazy right here. So I had to come downstairs. I'm in the garage. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you
come
something,
on.
Sir.
Come
teacher.
On.
Teacher. I loved it, loved it, loved it. I knew you was going to come on, Pastor Robinson. You had to be first, sir. But you know what, Pastor Rose? You brought that take a risk. My God, that woman with the issue of blood, she took a risk. And you know what? That condition that she had and all the conditions that whatever we have going on in our lives, it cannot negotiate with the power of Christ, the risen Savior. My God, to thee, oh, my God, I'm going to fly out of here. Let me tell you something.
You ain't the only one.
He knew. Yeah, I know what you're saying, brother. He knew who touched him. And you know what my mind went to? My mind went to how many people on the outward, they show on the outward appearance. And you touched on it, too, about appearance and character. But you know what? God judges the heart. You know, sometimes people out there, they're doing saying the right things, doing the right things, doing all kinds of things that supposedly be right in the eyes of man. But God touches, God looks at the heart. And God, not only she touched the hem of his garment, but he knew the heart of this woman. This woman's heart was, if I could not just touch the hem of his garment, but her heart was following hard after the one that she knew could bring her out. My God, to thee. And that's, I know I'm all over the place because I'm too excited. I'm down here in the garage. Let me tell you something. I'm too excited. I'm calm down because this word was powerful. Take a risk. We all need to take a risk in faith. Just don't just take the risk. Take the risk in faith. Our faith in God. Great strength comes. Great strength comes with faith in God. That's where our strength comes. Our faith in God. So I thank you for this word, Sister Rose, Pastor Rose, Prophetess Rose. I give God glory for this word. This word, I'm going to go back into the archives and listen to it again. You too, Dr. C. Graham, we're still talking about your message. And you know what? With all this, we are giving God worship. You know what I thought about you? She came back and worshiped God. She came back like the one leopard that came back to say thank you. And he worshiped. Those nine just left. Oh, I got healed. Oh, thank you. You know, not even thank you, just kept going. But I thank God for this word. I'm done.
And you know something else? Take the risk, and you say when you go take the risk, that will plant a seed in your faith.
Yes.
Especially when that thing come to pass.
Yeah.
You know, like you go to the gym and you go to work out. Yeah, you start off kind of weak, but as you go take that risk or take that chance and lift that weight and you see you getting stronger, that's going to help you to propel your faith even more. Do you see what you did tonight to us? Do you see how you let the word minister to us?
Wow.
You let the Lord use you in a powerful way tonight.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
I'll tell you right now, all you do is drop a hit of tambourine. You probably set this whole place off tonight.
Yeah.
My name is Minister Washington.
Praise God.
Okay, my name is Minister Washington.
Praise God.
Minister Washington, how are you? Minister Washington, you're on. We can hear you.
Praise God.
And we all have to step out on faith sometimes. We have to take our faith in Jesus Christ and make that step and take that risk that we need to take. Because a lot of times during this coronavirus, everybody is afraid. They have fear, but we have to turn that fear into faith, because fear and faith cannot cohabitate. So we have to learn to be like that woman, to go through that crowd regardless. She was really unclean. So by her having faith, not in herself, because she knew the doctor couldn't do anything for her, but she had faith in Jesus Christ. If I could just touch the hem of the garment and see, when Jesus is for you, who could be against you?
Amen.
And God is telling you, hey, I have a mission for you to accomplish here on earth. A lot of times we sit back. That's why so much is going on now, because we've been sitting back, not on what God asking us to do. So this is giving me more to take that risk that God is telling me to take, and not to fear, no matter what, because He knows the numbers of your days. And so we don't know how we're going to be here on earth, because even if we try to avoid the virus, we might just run into the virus. But we have to trust God in every step of the way. So Christians need to make sure that they're doing something, not just looking at TV or just reading a book, but calling people and touching lives, because that's what He wants us to do, to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for the good sermon.
Amen. I wanted to say that one of the things that you said, Pastor Rose, thank you so much. You have me sitting here at the kitchen table shouting. Got the windows open. I know the neighbors. Know the neighbors heard me. Praise God. Well, you mentioned, praise the Lord, there were a couple things that just stood out about how the woman was bent over because of the infirmity she was suffering. But then in worship, she bent over again because she wanted to then in worshiping the Lord. And I thought that was really significant to point that you pointed that out, the bent over again.
Yes.
And then another one, where you said speak to the situation. And then we go back where Jesus, in the previous chapter, where Jesus was with the disciples, and they still didn't recognize who He was when they were in the ship, in the boat. And they woke Him up to speak to the storm. But here's this woman who was untouchable, supposed to be an outcast of society, who had the faith that He had wished that the disciples had had from traveling with Him all the time. And she came to Him in faith just by His reputation, knowing that He could heal her. And it just touching her garment, that even His garment were affected. And then the other piece that I just got jumped out of my seat with was the condition, her infirmity, her condition realized who Jesus was.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Isn't that true? Amen.
You
bless me,
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. Pastor, thank you for another word that God has anointed you to share with the body of Christ this evening. We do thank you. Sometimes we feel that our problems will keep us from God, but we should always know that nothing is impossible for God. We should never let our fear keep us from approaching God. And oftentimes fear is the thing that keeps us from approaching God or whatever that we did, whatever, we're just not good enough. But God is always waiting with his arms open. He's always waiting with his arms open. It doesn't make a difference what your situation is. God is always there, and all you have to do is just try to get to him. So I do thank you for that word. That has been a blessing to not only to my particular one here. We do thank each and every one of you for coming on. We'd like to invite you back next week. We'll be in New York. Remember that we love you, but God loves you most.
God bless you
all.
God bless
I face the dawn.